Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden continues to campaign in the critical swing state of Pennsylvania. Biden made a stop in his hometown of Scranton yesterday. Today, he traveled to the opposite side of the state, to Pittsburgh. NPR's Asma Khalid reports during his visit, the president told steelworkers that he wants to significantly hike tariffs on Chinese steel.
Biden wants to triple the tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum. He accused the Chinese government of unfairly subsidizing Chinese companies, leading to cheaper prices for Chinese steel.
They're not competing. They're cheating. They're cheating. And we've seen the damage here in America.
Trade and tariff policy is increasingly a campaign issue. Former President Trump, Biden's likely Republican opponent, has singled out China for tariffs in the past and has spoken about increasing tariffs on a range of imports if he were to win the November election. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
A few independent candidates running for president this year are starting their own political parties. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports it's an effort to get their names on some state ballots.
Both anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and progressive scholar Cornel West are starting new parties because some states, among them Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, and Texas, make it significantly easier to get on the ballot as a minor party candidate compared to as an independent candidate. Elaine Kmark with the Brookings Institution says minor parties shouldn't be used that way, though.
This is not a reflection of a coherent group of people deciding to form a party and run in various offices.
Some experts argue state laws are to blame, though, because there shouldn't be tougher rules for independent candidates versus a new party. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
The president of Columbia University testified before a House panel today. The school has faced widespread criticism about allegations of anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and anti-Arab harassment. President Minush Shafik told lawmakers that the university has taken strides to ensure the safety of its students.
Safety is paramount, and we would do whatever is necessary to ensure the safety of our campus. Because of those efforts, the vast majority of our demonstrations have been peaceful.
Shafik also told lawmakers that the university is firing a professor who allegedly expressed support for the Palestinian militant group Hamas following the October 7th terrorist attack on Israel. Stocks traded lower today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 45 points. The Nasdaq fell 181. This is NPR News in Washington. U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs have spoken for the first time in more than a year. NPR's Emily Feng reports their discussion is the highest-level communication between the two countries' militaries since November of 2022.
There was more than a year-long lull in direct communication between U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Chinese counterpart. China cut off high-level military engagement after then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan in 2022. Officials later refused to meet with Austin because of U.S. sanctions on China's then-defense chief. But this week, Austin and China's Defense Minister Dong Jun spoke virtually and discussed Taiwan and the South China Sea. The sea is where China is engaged in a tense standoff with the Philippines over long-disputed claims both countries make about the same waters. Despite an international court ruling nearly all of China's claims invalid, China continues to harass and stop Philippine ships there in the sea. Emily Feng, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will decide how to respond to an attack carried out by Iran last weekend. His remarks today appear to dismiss calls by the United States and other world powers to de-escalate the situation. The Israeli government has vowed to respond to the attack without saying how or when. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with its original podcast On Investing. Each week, you'll get thoughtful, in-depth analysis of both the stock and the bond markets. Listen today and subscribe at schwab.com/oninvesting or wherever you get your podcasts.